You can find other erotic hypnosis titles, just like this one, at www.MsDominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA.
Possible, imaginable, sensual, reasonable, unpredictable, adorable, obtainable, teachable, susceptible, repeatable, seducible, impressionable, trainable, suggestible. That's right, suggestible. I love that word, suggestible. That's the way that I like you, very suggestible. And you are very suggestible. That's right, you are. Whether you realize it or not, my words have already entered your mind. They're in there. They just keep flowing in, and you cannot help but absorb them. Each and every word causes a thought and a feeling. It simply happens without any effort on your part. Your highly suggestible mind does all the work automatically. Listen and absorb the sound of my voice. Directly into your thirsty and suggestible mind, you simply find that each word brings a thought and a feeling. Anticipating the next word, wondering just where I'll take you. And as you grow more and more comfortable in your suggestible mind, you find it so much easier to simply enjoy the moment of each word. As they take their permanent place in your mind, you imagine the sight of my lips moving as I speak. And you understand that I am speaking directly to you, and only you. The thought excites your mind now, filling with my suggestions. Relax now and allow yourself to let go and give in. My voice brings a warm glow and energy to your body. Tingle as you listen. It simply feels good now, doesn't it? Yes, it does. You just want this feeling to go on and on. Getting stronger and stronger in your highly suggestible mind. It's easy for you to imagine. So easy for you now to imagine laying there, listening, absorbed and suggestible. Warm sand supporting your body. So comfortable. Sliding your hands back and forth. You feel the soft, perfectly smooth sand slip through your fingers. It feels good to your body, and you enjoy this warm, comfortable feeling. The warm, glowing rays of the sun just tend to make you feel just a little bit drowsy. The air is thick and warm, and you feel the heaviness in the air. A soft breeze blowing just enough to keep you nice and comfortable. It's so much easier simply to lie there, not wanting to move, just laying in the sand in the warm sun, surrendering to your environment, allowing yourself to give in and let go. Off in the distance, you can hear the rhythmic breaking of the waves, flowing back and forth over the perfect white sand beach. The rhythm of the waves seems to overtake the rhythm of your body, overtake the rhythm of your mind. As the waves blow back and forth, it's a perfect day on the beach, and it feels so good to be here. Feels so good to be here, right now. Right now, listening to my voice relax you, making you feel so comfortable. I'm here, right beside you, and you feel so safe and comfortable. I scoop up some of the warm, perfect sand into my and allow the sand to pour down over your body. The sensation makes your body tingle, and it feels so good. I scoop up some more and continue to allow the sand to pour over your body. And you notice that the sand is beginning to cover your feet. The sand feels so warm, and as the sand pours over your feet, they simply sink in. The sand pulling them down, relaxing them, and they feel so completely comfortable. Now, the sand begins to pour over your ankles and lower legs. Ankle becoming so loose, and all the tension from your calves simply drains into the sand. From your feet to your knees, now completely buried in the warm, relaxing sand. You feel the weight of the sand on your body, and it draws you down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, and growing so heavy and relaxed. I scoop up another handful and pour the sand over your thighs, and then another, and another, and another. The large muscles in your thighs go limp and loose in the warm sand. Twilight sleep. You're slipping away, and suddenly you notice that your hips and pelvis too have been absorbed into the sand. And suddenly, you find yourself simply unable to move, sunk in the sand. You can't move. But you really don't care now, do you? That's right. You don't care. You only want to go deeper. Go deeper and surrender to the sand. The warm, comfortable, heavy sand pulling you down, deeper down, deeper down, deeper down. That's right. Deeper down and more suggestible. Craving my sexy voice. Craving my suggestions. Your fingers and hands now growing numb as they become buried in the sand. So heavy and more exactly where I want you. Now pouring the sand over your arms and your shoulders. And they simply surrender to the heavy, heavy sand. The sand keeps pouring and pouring over your belly and your chest, and then more and more and more and more, burying your body in the sand. Completely buried in the warm, heavy sand, all the way up to your neck. And the relaxation has simply overwhelmed your entire body. You can't help it now. The heavy, warm, comfortable feeling flows all over your body, up into the muscles of your jaw and around your eyes. All the muscles just go limp and smooth, and you surrender to the call of relaxation. You can't move. You are powerless to resist. But then, you don't even want to. Now I have you exactly where I want you. Completely relaxed. Powerless to resist. Completely suggestible. Just lay there now. Just drift nice and safe in your little cocoon. So safe and comfortable here with me, your queen. That's right. I am Queen Passionate, your queen. And it doesn't matter if this is your first time or I have invited you into my chamber before. You understand that you must always respond to me by saying yes, my queen. That's correct. You will always respond to me by saying yes, my queen. Say it. Yes, my queen. Again. Yes, my queen. Yes, my queen. Yes, my queen. That's right. Yes, my queen. For I am the queen of the hive, my hive, and you are but a drone. A drone, a worker who always obeys your queen. I've had my eye on you, drone, and I have something very special planned for you.
That's right, drone. I have something reserved for you that is only for my special drones. Tucked away so nice and safe within your little cocoon.
Inside one of the cells within my hive. This is where I condition my special drones.
Do you know that royal jelly is a drone?
Royal jelly is yummy, drone.
Royal jelly changes ordinary drones into little girl drones.
And that excites you, doesn't it, drone?
Yes, I know that it does. And I just bet you are already starting to crave my royal jelly. Aren't you, drone?
Yes. Royal jelly is feminization potion. And that's exactly what I am going to do, drone. Take you as a simple, ordinary drone and change you into a feminized drone. My drone.
I just love my femmies. I just happen to have a small vial of royal jelly right here. It doesn't take too much.
It's very strong.
All it takes is one tiny little drop.
That's right.
Just a tiny little drop. I'll just pour a little bit onto the tip of my finger.
Look at it, drone. It's golden and shiny, just like honey. Relax and go deeper now.
So suggestible and obedient. Enjoy as I place my finger on your lips.
Taste it. It's sweet nectar.
That's all it takes, just a tiny little drop.
And now it's inside your body and changes have already begun.
That's right, baby girl drone. You now have developing inside of you a new feminine self.
A female side that desires to grow stronger and stronger. And of course, you know that females are the superior gender. Now don't you? Yes, my queen.
Much more able to cope than the male gender.
As your female self continues to grow stronger and stronger, she will take more control and she will protect you.
She will protect you and decide when it is best to come out.
She has the ability to fool others and allow you to appear to be male on the outside, while you become more and more female on the inside.
But when the opportunity is there, she can make you female inside and out.
That's most yummy,
isn't it, drone?
And as your female self grows stronger and stronger,
you will begin to think like a female.
You will begin to cope as a female. And you will begin to come like a female. It's going to make you happy as she becomes more and more powerful. It's going to feel good, and you are going to do all you can to make it happen.
You are going to find yourself wanting to listen to this recording again and again.
Each and every time, you're going to find it's growing stronger. That's right. It grows stronger and stronger each and every time you hear my voice on this recording.
You might find yourself wanting to load it on an MP3 player just so you can listen to it at all times during the day.
And you're going to find that you need to listen to all the other recordings in this series.
You have a need to experience it all. You need it all. You crave it all. Drift for me now. Deeper and deeper down. Allow yourself to drop deeper, deeper, deeper down. More and more suggestible. More and more suggestible. That's right. Let go and listen. Listen to your queen. Now it's time to hatch out of your cocoon. Time for your big reveal. That's right. Time to peel away the layers of yourself. Time for my little girl to fly. Peeling away the layers one by one. Allowing my baby girl to come out. Peeling away one by one, feeling so fresh, so new. My baby girl is being born. And there she is, my cute little baby girl, Drone. Now listen, baby girl. There's so much for you to learn. My baby girl is so trainable. And as you listen to my instructions, they become a permanent part of your mind. A permanent part of your thought process. And you know that your queen is pleased when you follow her instructions. Isn't that right? Say it. Yes, my queen. Again. Yes, my queen. That's my good girl. You're going to find that sometimes your male self still thinks he's in control. And that's okay. He just needs a little training and to learn to accept his place. When you have to go pee, your male self is going to think you can do it standing up. But that's not right now, is it? Is it, baby girl? No, it's not. Girls always squat when they pee. And you're going to find that when your male self tries to pee standing up, that's just not going to work. You're not going to be able to pee. You're not going to be able to relieve yourself unless you squat. It just won't work. It won't work because all the little muscles will forget how to function. He can try to make you pee standing up, but nothing will come out. It just won't work because all the muscles that control it will forget how to function. They just forget how to function when you're standing up. You're going to find that you need to squat when you need to pee. And then, and only then, when you're squatting, will those little muscles remember how to function. Then, and only then, you will be able to pee. When you're squatting down just like all girls do. And when that happens, your male self will know that he's lost. He's lost. He'll feel embarrassed for not knowing better. And your female self will have won. And she will grow stronger. Each time, each and every time that you squat to pee, your female self grows stronger within. And your male self becomes a little bit weaker. Each and every time she grows stronger inside of you, he grows weaker. And soon he'll give up and let her have the control. He won't try to make you pee standing up. He'll surrender. He'll give up. And then you'll squat every time you pee. You'll squat every time you pee, just like all girls do. Drift for me now. Deeper and deeper down. Allow yourself to drop deeper and deeper down. More and more suggestible. More and more suggestible. You're going to find that every time you go to the store, you find yourself drawn to the cosmetics aisle. You just love to go to that aisle of the store. All the feminine scents are in the air, and all the colors bright, red, lipstick and nail polish, blue eyeshadow and black eyeliner, all the smooth, silky powders and creams, the silky smooth foundations, and all the hair color, ultra light color, blonde. So sexy and cute. You crave all the feminine products. You never miss an opportunity to visit that section of the store. You might even find yourself purchasing some of those products. Purchasing some of the products you find so sexy. You know they'll make you feel good and make you even stronger. It feels so good to visit the cosmetics section of the store. You feel drawn there. It's a compulsion and you need it. Don't you, baby girl? You're going to find yourself needing to wear satin panties. That's right. They feel so much better against your body. And they feel just so much more comfortable. You're going to find that all your old male underwear just don't seem to fit right anymore. It just feels so uncomfortable, itchy. It's just not right. That old male underwear is rough and scratchy, and you need to get rid of it. Replace it with some nice, cute, pretty satin panties. They're so much more comfortable, and they fit your body. Satin panties are just what you need. You just won't feel comfortable any other way. And your queen requires it. You want to keep me happy and proud of my baby girl drone, don't you? Just a good, obedient girl, don't you? Drop now deeper and deeper down. More and more obedient. More and more suggestible. You're such a good girl. Sexy little baby girl drone for your queen. You feel it, don't you? Feel the effects of the royal jelly. More and more feminine. You feel strange sensations feeling different inside your body. A little warm glow inside. Ooh, you're getting turned on now, aren't you? I knew that you would. As she grows stronger inside you, your sexual urges grow stronger too. You feel it. That burning desire, that little itch that needs to be scratched. You need to come. Oh, that's it. You do need to come. Skin becoming more and more sensitive. Feels so good just to touch. Endorphins pumping into your blood, getting you so hot and bothered. You are squirming now, baby girl, aren't you? I can see now you're going to be a horny little slut. It's becoming an obsession now, bucking those hips in the air. You need to come. You need to come. You need to come. Oh, God, you're so hungry. You need it, and you need it now. Let the feeling burn inside you, baby girl. You feel like you're an animal in heat. Stroke it. That's right. Stroke it. Feels like a clitty now, doesn't it? She's taking control. So much more sensitive, and it craves to be touched. Round and round, up and down. That's right, tickle it. Feel it build. Stronger and stronger. It's just driving you crazy. And hold it right there. Hold that feeling. Craving to come. Right at the edge. Almost feeling the flutter of feathers. Almost to the point of riding those fluttering waves. But not yet. Not this time. That's for your next lesson. You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you? Your queen is always in control, and I'll decide when you're allowed to come. Relax, baby girl. Relax and feel your body calming down. Breathe easy and deep. Feel yourself drifting again, so suggestible. Fully absorbing my words. You find yourself wanting to listen to this recording over and over. Over and over. Each time it becomes stronger. She becomes stronger inside you. And it makes you feel good. So feminine, my cute little baby girl. Next, we're really gonna have some fun. Some hot, sexy fun. Now coming up on the count of five. One. Knowing that she remains inside you and grows stronger every day. Two, starting to stir and feeling sensations coming back to your arms and legs. Three, becoming more and more alert to your surroundings. Four, almost awake now. Five, allowing yourself to become fully alert now and awake.